For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah, and what a joyful and bright and beautiful day it is today to worship and adore our risen Lord Jesus Christ. If we look at the way that Jesus died for our sake, we might see in his death many distinctions and miracles that happened. For those who saw Jesus on the cross, they would have seen somebody dying in a way that was sadly all too common. In the Roman Empire, crucifixion was a way of capital punishment. And even 4 years before Christ, there was a Roman emperor that had crucified 2,000 Jews, and it would have been known to Jesus in his earthly life, earthly ministry. People would have seen this happening. It wasn't anything really, sadly, out of the ordinary in this wicked world. But when this man hung upon that cross, there was something that happened that was different. When Jesus was upon the cross from the sixth until the ninth hour, from noon until three, the sun didn't shine, and there was darkness over all the land. And then there was something else that was very different about this man's death. When that man hung upon the cross, and this would have been a sad thing, a terrible thing for those who loved him, and we know of their great pity for him, their sadness in seeing this, the tragedy of the death of an innocent man. When he hung there upon the cross, others would have simply gone by, you know, maybe turning their head aside. It would have been something they would have been kind of used to. And yet we find that when he dies upon the cross, something different happens. There is an earthquake, and the veil in the temple is split in half. Now, this veil in the temple was a massive tapestry. It was 60 feet tall and 30 feet wide, 1,800 square feet of tapestry. And it was thick as a man's palm. And from the top to the bottom, this whole curtain, this massive tapestry, was ripped in half and then opened, the Holy of Holies. Sadly, at the time of Christ, it would have been commonplace to see a crucifixion. There were two that were crucified with him. Just another day of public execution in the Roman system, in their oppressive way of grinding down other countries for their own benefit. And this tyranny was commonplace now. Ah, but when this Jesus of Nazareth died, something different happened. There was an earthquake. At the time of the earthquake, after Christ had shouted, "It is finished," the rocks were rent and graves were opened. And those who had died, the bodies of many saints, were lifted out of death, and they went into Jerusalem and appeared unto many. And so they knew not at that time that he must rise again from the dead. But then came the understanding that when Jesus hung upon the cross, it was not just the death of some other man. It was the death of the Son of God made man. And when the Son of God made man is crucified, we see that the very one through whom all things were made, the one who at the beginning said, "Let there be light," and there was light. When the true light came into the world, the one who is light of light, very God of very God, when he is crucified as man, the sun doesn't shine. And we see that there is something happening here, something different. They would then come to understand that this indeed was to be. And we can see in this event something different. Because if the sun will not shine for the one who has said, "Let there be light," and that very one then rises again from the dead, we see the end of his sufferings and our heart springs forward with receiving the grace that he will give us, that in him our sufferings too will cease. In this world, it seems like sufferings will never cease. It seems like there's just endless suffering. But Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. And in the vitality of his resurrection, we see that he suffers no more. And he invites us to the same place where he has gone before. In this world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And so today we rejoice, knowing that sufferings will cease. Yes, we will know them for a season. But Christ rose again from the dead, and God himself will wipe away every tear from our eye. We see in the suffering of Christ that there is one who dies for our sake. After he cries out, "It is finished," the Roman centurion comes to see whether or not he is dead, and to make sure, he pierces him with a spear, and out flows blood and water. And that blood is shed for the remission of sins. Now, the very one who from the foundation of the world has been prepared as the spotless Lamb of God, who will offer himself a perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world, he has been slain. And this death is not just the death of another man. This is the death of the Son of God made man. And his perfect life then is the requisite sacrifice for the sins of the world. And so the veil of the temple is split in half. Now there is no separation between mankind and the Holy of Holies, between man and God. Christ has won the sati, he has won the reconciliation between God and man, and between man and God. And so for us who are gathered here today, who are repentant sinners who know that we have failed the mark of love, there is hope for us, because this same Jesus who offered himself rose again from the dead, and in his death we have the fountain open up for the forgiveness of sins. And so the great mercies of God flow toward us who are now among the redeemed, having claimed him as Lord, having been baptized, having been engrafted into his body, the church, having received the graces that he pours out to us through this union that he has brought us into, now to be nourished at this altar with his body, with his blood, strengthened by his spirit now in the inner man, now we have hope. Formerly we had no hope as a human race, but now by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, hope springs forward for those who have offended God, that they may repent and be forgiven by what Christ has done. When Jesus died on that cross, a man died on that cross. Jesus is fully man. When he died on that cross, the Son of God died on that cross as man. And that death is like no other. Any other crucifixion is the end of the story. There is no more story then. The storyline ends at death. But Christ rested on the Sabbath day, and on the third day, on the Lord's day, he rose again from the dead, never to die again. The Lord Jesus, his death or his resurrection is prefigured by those who were raised up like Lazarus at his crucifixion and came into the city. That points to the great resurrection of Jesus Christ. They were revived. They would die again. Jesus Christ is raised up from the dead, never to die again. By the first Adam came death, but by this second Adam comes life eternal. And so on Easter day, our hearts can rejoice that death is not the end for us. For in Christ, we too shall have no end. Christ has gone before us to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we might also be. He is the first fruits of the holy harvest, showing us what is our destiny in God. As we are in Christ, that same resurrection power dwells in us, and we too will rise again from the dead. And so Easter is a great celebration of the victory of Christ, his resurrection, for death has been destroyed. No way for death to hold the one who is immortal. If you think it in theological terms, there is no power that is finite that can hold the one who is infinite. It'd be like taking a coal that would try and burn the man to cinders, right? A fire that would burn the man to cinders. And as it begins to burn the man, it finds something as vast as the ocean, and the fire is put out. There is no power that can overwhelm the one who is life. And so we rejoice today that in him we too have that life which will have no end. And so on this glorious day, this celebration of the victory of Christ, let our hearts rejoice that our sufferings will cease, that God himself will wipe away every tear from our eye. Let us rejoice that the risen one proclaims to us that our sins will be forgiven when we repent. Let us rejoice today that in him we too have no end. For life, the life of Christ, is our life that knows no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.